If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
What was Julie wearing? Quick live!
Long dress. Well, Big Brother specialists are live for the premiere, or part one of the premiere, nice, of season 26. We are officially talking current Big Brother, and I'm excited, sort of.
Yeah. Now we have the exact amount of information as each other, and you probably watch more than I did, because I was watching like this and being like, oh no. I don't know. First impressions, I'm not a big fan of the split premiere. I want to have some like answers at the end of this. And the only answer we got is somebody's going to go crazy, and somebody's going to have a good thing happen to them, and somebody's going to have a crazy bad thing happen to them, which is like, okay, that's regular Big Brother. Cool.
Yeah. I mean, this is basically, we're getting two episodes of the same thing twice. And it's like, I would rather just have one thing once.
Dude, like, first why comment, it was so boring. Let's go. This is really, what a tone to set, you guys. We are in for this for 90 days. It will be until October 13th or 16th.
Whatever you said in that text message.
Oh, hell yeah. But can you name the 8 people without looking at your notes? Because I can try, but I don't think I will. Rubina.
Mackenzie was there. Tucker, cool, was there. Cam, yep, was there. Chelsea. Cool. Angela.
Yep.
Joseph Mustache, who, cool, he's mustache in all my notes. Chemo. There we go.
Okay, you did it. You paid enough attention. One thing that we always do, no matter how cringe it is the key things.
Oh, I hate it.
And I don't know about you. I was watching the TV show on my computer, mm-hmm, and I was answering an email, and I was like, you know what? I could just listen to this. I could treat it as a podcast. I don't have to see how cringe it is where they go, oh my God. I did some mental health for me, and I didn't do that first layer of it, but it was interesting. I mean, none of those are like, it's just an afterthought. As soon as it's done, wipe it from your memory. But were any of those interesting or cool, or is it like, let's just start this off 30 minutes in?
That really, I hate this part. I turned to my fiance and because this is her first season watching, because she's going, nice, to be forced to watch because, nice, I have to watch. Yeah. So I just turned to her and I was like, I hate this part. Like, this is certainly nothing, because we just did our podcast analyzing these people and talking about their backgrounds, and you know, we listened and read bios, so like, this is really just not anything right. new. I'm not getting new information.
Like the most you can do is like, here's me with my kids and look mm-hmm. at me moving in my own house and look how comfortable I am here. I thought the funniest thing for me is this Angela was already like, damn, you are out of 10 at all times of like this is my family. I'm a nana too. And you're just like, oh no.
I'm gonna be the first 50-year-old woman to win Survivor. And I was just like, okay.
Yeah, this is Big Brother, okay?
Oh shit.
dump that from the thing. That's worse than cussing, probably. No, Angela was very interesting. She's very emotional already. But in the first four that get to go in, we have Tucker, someone else, Angela, Chemo.
Tucker, Angela, Chemo, and Chelsea. First ones in.
All four of them aware of the curse. The curse mm-hmm. is now, like, I think that's something that, like, whenever you're saying, Blake, why do you have a Big Brother podcast if you hate everything? This isn't what we're saying, but, like, the stuff when it comes to the idea of, like, the curse, the other stuff, this used to be, like, the fan stuff, and now that it's, like, on the show and, like, shown to everyone, it's not as fun. It's not as, like, ownership of the fans. It's like,
so is it almost nobody like the should be mentioning Survivor this? When Jeff like brings it to attention in Guatemala, like he's like, right. You know, if you take the car, you never win Survivor. And she's just like, I'm gonna try. Like, yeah. Is the first person in the house kind of similar to the car curse?
It's exactly like that. That is the Big Brother equivalent of that, which is like, okay, what's going on here? Who's your favorite confessional person so far?
I mean, I feel like I'm still geared more to like Rubina because I liked her from the start. So I felt like she was pretty neutral, like not too energetic where I'm like, all right, you need to stop, or like monotoned where I'm like, get you off my screen. So I think she was a very good, like neutral person, because while watching Big Brother, I always think everybody's just going to constantly scream at me. And I hate that.
Right. So what do you like about one thing about Rubina that I didn't know from her bio and what makes sense? I didn't pay any attention to that stuff, but it was like, is she the shortest person in like shortest female in Big Brother history or no?
Yeah, I don't know.
Shortest woman, I guess. I don't know. Like, it's something where you want to be like, because Mackenzie has to be one of the tallest.
Oh, and she's not looking for a short king.
No, that was crazy. Where it's like. I can't imagine going to sleep in the Big Brother house and being like, I hope I look good on TV tonight. And it's like them pointing short at you king, being like, king, short. Like, God damn it. I told my friends to watch this. I think another thing about this is like some of these people that worked on this are my friends. I've been to the Let's All Go Watch Big Brother. It's the premiere. And like, I can't imagine tonight going and watching the premiere in California. I'm in California. Like going to the name of the bar. So I shouldn't say it because maybe some people would still go. But like, I remember watching the Big Brother 20 premiere, and it maybe it was 2 hours long, and it was like there's an HOH at the end of it or whatever. But mm-hmm. I can't imagine driving in my car, valeting. I'm so excited to watch my Big Brother premiere, and like your people that you got on the show are on night two maybe. And you get out of your car, you get, hey, everybody. Oh, isn't this cool? Get you. Hey, we're all here because we worked on Big Brother. Can we put it on the thing? Oh, you already know because we got a thing. And like then being like, oh, it was just one small competition.
Yeah.
Did you write down what Ainsley stands for?
No, I missed it.
That is something that I think. If you're a Big Brother watcher, before I sent you that text, did you know that this is clearly AI?
Yeah, I was like, I knew she was going to be like some sort of AI, but I thought it was going to be like an America's player where like she goes in, but like it's an actual person, but every move is kind of controlled by AI. So like AI, she gets like a list of things she has to do today that AI told her to, or like they type in the chat bot or whatever that like, who do you vote for? And AI puts it in. So I figured it was just going to be more of like an America's Player, not this weird transforming into the computer AI.
One thing about this is that I'm not quite sure if I like or not. So four mm-hmm. people voted yes. Please let a 17th person in. Four people voted no. And here's, it's positive if you're gonna agree with production is mm-hmm. kind of the subtext here. If you're gonna be no production, don't put in a 17th person. We're gonna punish you. And that's kind of a weird precedent of like, mm-hmm. I can't really tell what I want to do, because if I do vote no, of course I don't want to have a 17th person. That's another person that could win HOH. That's another person that could put me up, that could vote me out. You get punished immediately is kind of like, damn. I think maybe the only thing they get around this is like, oh, she was wearing the metallic dress. Ainsley is the first two letters is AI. Mm-hmm. I do want to say she had the most generic bio I've ever heard. And it seems it like that is so on weird. Purpose because mm-hmm. it's probably AI generated.
Yeah.
And like the smart players in this game could go, this isn't a real person. Mm-hmm. Like, why would there be a 17th? Are you paying attention? Expect the unexpected. Yes, it's unexpected, but it's not unsolvable. Is maybe a way I would approach Big Brother in our Lord's year of 2024, if you believe in Lord's years. But it's something where Ainsley, AI, artificial intelligence, latitude system, engorging learner or something is what it was. Or
yeah.
maybe the L was for learning. But it was like, oh, I would vote no. And being like punished is pretty sad about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I would vote yes, because that could be a potential person that I could ally with, or like I think it was Rubina, like it boosts the women numbers in the house, which is beneficial. I think the odds of me being able to use this 17th person are higher than not. So I feel like I would want to bring them in, because maybe I could replace that person with someone that's already like on the cast as like an ally or something like that. So I feel like I'd be able to maybe connect more with the AI or than maybe someone in the cast. But I do understand Cam being like, we are total opposites. Of course, I'm going to vote no.
I don't surf.
That was crazy. I'm from the East Coast.
Yeah. I think tomorrow, if it should be a dude that they vote in or out to make it be like, we don't have the same gender, like, oh the girls will vote this. And it could be Aiden, AI Dan, and have Dan Giesen show up with blue hair and a blue dress.
It's just AI Dan.
Aiden, AI Dan, and they'd be like, I don't want Dan in here, and all four of them get punished. The two challenges, though, it was interesting watching. Like, I thought Tucker was about to be last place mm-hmm. because he was just like, this looks a lot like Brooklyn to me in the middle of the challenge. And you're like, brother, like, don't make me regret being like, you're going to be one of my favorites.
So the two comps, the downgrade one that you're talking about is basically they have to face the fears, because AI wants to know what fears are, and they have to stick their heads into these boxes.
Filled with
scrambled letters and terrifying things. But what gets me is they're sticking their heads into tubes, so it can't like touch them. So I'm used to the challenge where they stick their head in the box and the roaches, the snakes, the spiders are crawling all over them. So this is like easy. And I don't know why it would be all that scary.
And it's not. It's literally not at all. I think as soon as you put your head in the first one, you realize they're not going to crawl. You're like, oh, okay, zoom, zoom, zoom. And like one thing that I know this is our first time always like first time podcasting Big Brother, but one thing I've always said to my friends is as long as you are running in a challenge, you won't be last place. Because there's always somebody mm-hmm. walking slow from box to box. And it was interesting seeing Chemo like, nope, run from this one, run from yep. this one, run from this one. Cam had some run in him. Tucker, not at all.
I was like, why is Tucker taking his sweet time on this? And like, he's lucky Chelsea was worse than him.
Right. Because it all came down to the, did you pay attention to us talking? Because there's not a middle step in most of the challenge. It's like hit the buzzer to lock in your time.
Yeah.
But plug in the mainframe, then push is an easy thing to miss if you're mm-hmm. like, I'm sure the first 5 minutes in the Big Brother house, you're very overstimulated and like you can't feel too bad if you're Chelsea. You're just like, oh, mental misstep. Hopefully yeah. it doesn't happen again. But what could the downgrade be for Chelsea?
I don't know. Like,
she can't be HOH for 10 weeks.
Like, maybe she can't compete in the HOH comp. Do we bring back Sam's computer and she has to talk through a robot?
Oh my God. There's already been AI in here. How dare they? I guess no, it was Sam Intelligence, SI. My bad. Not anything artificial about Sam. Yeah, that's one thing. I'm like, it just has to be like whoever also gets downgraded tomorrow, they have to be up on the block.
Is have not still a thing? Like, could it be have not?
Well, there's a whole have not room.
All right, great. Because they yeah. just barely mention it sometimes, some season. So I just want to make sure. So could she be forced have not and something else?
They could do anything they want. It's Big Brother.
Expect the unexpected.
Computers are now in charge. Big Brother AI. Like,
they were predicting it from early on with Chenbot. Like, here we go.
Oh my gosh. Julie Intelligent Bot. What was Julie wearing?
She was wearing a dress.
What color was it? Was it good? Black. We gotta be doing her. Yeah. There was only one time whenever she was like, They didn't shoot this live. I hope everyone knows that. It's clearly pre-recorded. There was only one time Julie completely biffed a line where I was like, you didn't want to redo that one, y'all? like, I know this isn't live. There's no excuse. Like, have her redo it. Are we above doing a second take? Or does that lose out on some of the magic? I don't know. I've been in that audience before. Mm-hmm. And I've been there twice. And like Julie Chen is a professional and like the aura while you're there is so cool, but it is a thing where you're like, if you're not within 15 feet of her, you're like, okay, this could be a little better. Look what's going on here. Good for Julie. What else can we talk about? So the upgrade.
It's like the Scrambler meets Simon.
The Scrambler meets Simon. How many colors could you memorize in a row?
I think I was about four or five, and then it starts to, like, the repeat, like, the BGY gets too long in right. between the gaps of the colors. So I think I had, like, in between the four to six.
No right. shot I do more than the first four. I didn't know it was you could do as many as you could. Mm-hmm. I thought you had to do the whole thing before I was trying to memorize it, but I would do the, like, I'm going to just try and do four and hope that's enough. And that's yeah. what ends up winning McKinsey the prize. So it's like, great.
But I think she tied with Joseph and Rubina. They all got four as well. So she probably just got it the fastest.
Okay. I blew that. Shows how much I was being.
Angela only got one.
I got a phone call during this part. So my bad. There's some crazy stuff happening today.
No way.
I got fake nominated for an Emmy today. So my team for the Squid Game casting season one, which we don't podcast about, maybe we'll have to go back now. have to go back. Upgrade. What is McKinsey gonna get?
Maybe if she jumps ahead into the HOH competition, like she skips it up or two steps, or is in the final bit of it or something like that. It could be that in a comp.
I think that's exactly what's going to happen.
But But we have to expect the unexpected. So what is the unexpected?
That's not how that... They have to say that. They're doing that. Like, we know there's going to be a unitard. There's going to be a... come on. Like, I know exactly what's going to happen. I am glad that it wasn't like, actually, the 17th person is a former house guest. And you have to be like...
I was feeling Paul vibes.
Like, are you going to bring back... Are you going to bring Parvati into the Big Brother house? Or are you going to leave her on the... And you'd be like, yes, yes, yes. You'd be like, vote, yes, please, everyone.
Oh, my God.
I get to live with Parvati for 2 weeks? And yeah. Get paid $1,000 a week? This is my dream.
Yes.
Yes. I don't know.
I would let her take me to the end and win. Like, this would just be a dream of mine.
That doesn't seem like you're talking about Big Brother at all.
I would have let Three do it. I like
Izzy. Twin twist. Let's go.
All right.
Who would
me, Evie, and Izzy walk into a bar?
Yeah. We go, which one is y'all? Who would I bring back from Big Brother? I don't know. Maybe. There's not like a clear dude where I'm like, I don't know. This went nowhere. But Paul a third time? No. Dan a third time? No. Maybe this would be like, I don't know. There was just an undercover cop on the mole. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of undercover copped out. So like, I'm just not looking for it. As soon as it did the preview of like, and here's the next eight for tomorrow. And it was like, I'm in my cop uniform. I was like, we're really doing this, man. Like,
mm-hmm.
I guess it's every six seasons or so, because it was 16, 20, 26. So that's not perfect math, but every five seasons with a little bit of moving around. But I don't know. Tomorrow we're going to see Takor. She looks crazy in her first part of like two different clothes. Like, Quinn had a Zingbot in his room, so he's that kind of super fan. Where you just want to be like, downgrade him. What sucks is it only an hour tomorrow or is it 2 hours?
I thought it was only an hour, but if it's 2 hours, it would make more sense.
It would make more sense. So it's gonna be 1 hour, but I don't think we're gonna have anything cool to talk about until Sunday.
Yeah.
Because like there won't be an HOH. I don't think we'll have any kind of game texture stuff. I think it'll literally be like, I hope they have to tell us what the upgrade and downgrade is. Mm-hmm. But if they cliffhanger us tomorrow with and find out Sunday what the upgrade and downgrade, I will literally go like, I wish these premiere episodes cannot be emails. And tonight felt like an email. And it was kind of like, if you want the people to engage with you, you gave us all the bios, we read all of them, but now you're just giving us the bios again.
Yeah.
And I get maybe our moms are watching with us, the grandma showed up with us, the fiancés, so like we have to let them bio them. But it is kind of like last year the feeds were turned on immediately after this, and it was kind of like, okay, cool, and the feeds aren't coming on until I think Thursday night. So it like they have to kind of like tell us what happened. So I hope tomorrow's a 2 hour one, or it's going to be like, if you're a feed watcher, you're going to be like, oh, somebody's already HOH, somebody's already on the block. And I didn't know any of this.
Right.
So I think there's some kind of disconnect where maybe I'm thinking too hard about it. Maybe it's just Big Brother and just be like, oh, this is so fun. But I don't know. Weirdest joke I've heard so far on the internet was like, apparently Kimo's brother had cancer and his name is Kimo. Like that's every time someone says your name, that almost feels like how he got on the show is how ironic that is. But
that's so sad.
It's so sad. Yeah. I was like, geez, oh my God. When I read that, it was attributed to somebody's husband. They were like, it wasn't me, it wasn't my husband. And now I'm attributing it through, so it's through the grapevine three times.
You're just now spreading it, like.
Yeah. But I wonder if, I mean, I'm sure that's how it has to, can't pronounce it a different way. You can't go Kimo.
No.
It sounds weirder. apparently, he's not the first person from Hawaii. I saw that recently. He's not. So who was from Hawaii before?
Don't know.
Hawaii contestant. Is this what goes through your head when you watch? Have there ever been? That's from 9 years ago. Reddit has Googles from 9 years ago. List of Big Brother house guests.
Just welcome every single to one. The Big Brother specialists. We're Googling things on the podcast.
I mean, you don't. It literally, I'm searching Hawaii and it doesn't show up. What are you talking about? Oh, maybe I'm not. Oh, I have to type in HI. And then it's going to be every instance of hi, which is just not going to work.
Oh my goodness.
Gosh, dang it. Philadelphia has two HIs in it. This is awful way to search.
All right, hold on here.
I mean, Honolulu, maybe? Honolulu, Hawaii. Travis Long, the person who got voted out first in Big Brother 23. How could I forget it? How could I have been so dumb? I am not a specialist. I'm just a Big Brother, man.
There you go. Travis Long.
Travis Long. I wonder, I guess so, as long as he survives the first eviction, Kima will be the number one, the highest Hawaiian of all time. That's crazy. We had an hour of content, and we can't even think of 30 minutes. Is that on us or is that on the show? I don't know. Like, we could talk a little bit more about confessionals, but I feel like it was what you see is what you get. We had our, like, maybe I'll find true love, maybe I'll find a friend. Like, usually we get the same confessionals every year when they're doing champagne and going around of like, and then I looked over and that guy was super tall and I was like,
whoa,
that could be the love of my life. But is there anybody taller than McKinsey coming in tomorrow for the dudes?
What about the guy who we thought was Pooch? Matt?
You want me to remember his name?
Is his name Matt?
Matt Hardiman?
Yes.
Let me check how tall. How tall is Matt Hardiman?
This is how we get to the half hour. We just Google stuff during the podcast.
Wait, he's father to a dog? That's kind of weird.
Why is that weird? I think also.
Okay, so in this picture of him with girls and guys, he's in the front row with the girls. That's not a good sign.
He just wants to be next to the ladies.
It looks like he's always crouching down in the middle. He's maybe he looks like he's not as short. He's six. Is there a way to actually look this up on google.com?
Probably.
He's taller than his mom. That makes sense. He's got some tall friends. I would say he's not taller than 6'2", if I had to guess. So is there another dude? Is this fun yet? Okay, so basically we're going to be doing this tomorrow too. Don't be shy. We'll be here tomorrow talking
Please,
about the next
talk
eight.
To us in the comments. Then we might have some more to talk about. So
no, there's no way Quinn's taller, right? Or is he huge because he's two sport athlete? Oh, Penny's tall, but he has like wives and kids and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my God. McKinsey's just going to be so frustrated the whole
summer.
She's
going to have to settle.
Which is crazy because she lives in Texas, she's 22. She only has a year to find somebody and get married.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, that's a Big Brother for you. Yeah. I hope we're as interesting as we got an I actually like the premiere. Me too. I mean,
I would have liked it better had it been attached to the other eight.
I think that's my main complaint, is I want there to be a reason I watch the show. And I want to immediately start strategizing because that's what I enjoy about this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a dating show. So I don't care if anybody finds each other attractive. Like, right. I would watch Bachelor or I would watch Too Hot to Handle. I like the strategy. I would love to... What happens with the upgrade? I would love to know, is there going to be an app store? I'd love to know who's HOH. I'd love to know, are we going to mess with the nominees? Are we going to have four nominees like we did last year at the end of the episode? Is there going to be a three-episode way or three-nominee season like we had a couple seasons with that? Mm-hmm. Or is it going to be back to the basics, just two nominees, no changing, and mess with the veto somehow? Like, all of that is more interesting to me, even though I work in casting, because, like, we don't even really let our cast kind of shine in this moment until they get to all meet each other. And now there's only, like, I don't like the 8 and 8 because we don't have everyone is meeting each other for the first time.
Right.
Now it'll be like, there's a first night alliance versus a second night alliance or something. And you're just going to be like, oh no, not like this. But yeah. That's dooming and not being excited. But so far there was nobody in the first 8 that kind of annoyed me at all.
Right.
But I would be, I did say Chelsea will probably be an early boot and she got the downgrade. So that's a pat on the back. And then Angela seems like she will not be able to turn it off. If she's not going to turn it off for the first 10 minutes in the house, she is going to be like, her being like, these are the colors of the rainbow. Oh my God. And you're like, okay, cool. And she's like, the fact that she was like holding on to Rubina, or no, who was in her?
I don't remember.
She was holding on. Rubina came in afterwards. She was holding on to Chelsea.
Yeah.
As they were walking through the house, like trying to grasp and hold on to her. And I was like, so I was speechless, I guess. Final thoughts on Big Brother 26. Are you going to watch another episode?
I am obligated to.
Oh no. But you would anyway. You would anyway.
Yeah, yeah. You no, love it. I would, I so would anyway, because nothing else is on until August.
Wow.
I'm excited to see what this can, like, this season is going to do, especially with this AI twist to it. I want to know what more, how it's going to influence the game, because we saw her influence the game now with these upgrades and downgrades. Is this going to be another yes or no decision? Which one is going to be the right one next time? So we'll see, you know, how Ainsley or AI Dan.
Dude, Aiden's coming tomorrow. I can feel it. Ainsley, I wonder if she's an actress too, or it would be really crappy if they got an alternate, like, we're gonna ruin your chances of being on the show. But at least you get to be in the Big Brother house.
Yeah.
Wear yeah. this ugly AI dress. That dress was bad.
So we will not be spoiled on HOHs, on vetoes. So we're just going solely based off these episodes. So we'll see what happens after Thursday's episode, and we'll see you tomorrow, and then we'll come back at you on Monday for the next part.
And this will be the only time we do 3 in 1 week.
Yeah. Alrighty, boy, everyone.
This is hard work.
All right, we got it to a half an hour. We're good. Alrighty, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.